This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The idea of a second commercial airport in Metro Atlanta is again back on the front burner, with a deal between Paulding County and New York-based Propeller Investments to lease Paulding County's airport and rename it Silver Comet Field in the hopes of attracting commercial air service. Brett Smith is the managing director of Propeller Investments. He joins us now. Mr. Smith, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Dennis.
Are you talking about the kinds of big-scale commercial service that we now have at Hartsfield-Jackson, or is the idea something a little different?
It's completely different. Unlike our previous effort at Briscoe Field, this is more about developing the aerospace complex, so jobs, bringing in maintenance facilities, engineering types of jobs. So it's not as much about the commercial service. We do anticipate having limited commercial service, but that is not the focus here.
But the county commission recently voted to expand the taxiway. Can you understand, though, the feeling of some folks who say, okay, if you lengthen the taxiway, that would invite commercial service?
You could do commercial service today without doing that. It's really a safety issue. I mean, you're talking about adding 500 feet.
So are you saying you have not talked to any potential commercial clients?
We certainly have. And we are, you know, we continue to discuss the option here. I mean, you know, Atlanta is an interesting market. It is the only top 10 major city in the country that doesn't have a second airport. People in Metro Atlanta are paying, you know, some of the highest airfares in the entire country, and partly because there's a monopoly situation at Hartsfield. So, you know, this will end up being a relief and allow more people to travel. But we don't anticipate having any, you know, major service here. It's not, you know, for any time in the near future.
So you're saying you're not expecting one of the big carriers to show up at Paulding County?
We certainly wouldn't dissuade them, but I think that the market will grow, and I think you're starting to see a shift now in Metro Atlanta towards the Northwest, especially, you know, look what just happened a few days ago with the Braves moving to Cobb County. I think that's great. I mean, it's diversifying the local metro area.
Do you have any carriers lined up if it goes forward? In other words, saying, okay, once this is ready, have you got anybody saying, okay, we're there?
The only thing I can say there is that I wouldn't be surprised.
Who are they?
We're in talks with a number of carriers I'm not really at liberty to discuss. I wish I could.
Certainly somebody who's skeptical about it might say, of course it's not Hartsfield-Jackson now. I mean, it's one of the busiest airports in the world, but it's kind of a foot in the door toward a second airport. How would you respond to that?
If we do our job right and we develop this smartly, it will attract business, it will create jobs, it will bring sustainability and help this county grow. So that's how I'd answer that.
But if somebody were flying city to city within the U.S., let's say, would they have that as an alternative if they live on the north side of Atlanta? In other words, could they eventually get a flight, say, on a 737 to Cincinnati or wherever?
It's certainly possible. I don't believe that this will be just because of where it's located. I mean, think about it. Hartsfield is almost 5,000 acres. This airport, you know, is 750 acres. That's it.
So to put it in terms that a lot of people I think might easily identify with, you're saying this would not be, say, LaGuardia to Hartsfield's JFK or Love Field to Dallas's DFW?
Absolutely not. I mean, if we were doing this at, for example, Dobbins Air Force Base, then yes, that would have the potential.
Is there a city that has an arrangement that would be comparable that you could mention?
It's tricky. One could view this as a Westchester County type of airport.
So Westchester County in the New York City area. White Plains is what a lot of people call it.
That's exactly right. And you know, you have an airport there that has 900,000 roughly enplanements per year in an extremely established neighborhood, and they've developed it very smartly. You know, you have some very, very, very expensive real estate in Greenwich, Connecticut, which is literally across the street from the airport. And they've figured out how to balance it where it works for the community and allows people access. But it's, you know, it's also limited flights. The only thing I would say is that I hope that people look at this for what it really is and, you know, look at what the facts are versus the rhetoric.
What is it really?
It's about creating sustainable, it's about developing a facility that will create a sustainable economic future.